Kathy, the recorder is on. Chapter 17?
Chapter 17.
We're in front of Santo Domingo.
In front of Santo Domingo on a crisp Monday evening.
Is it Monday?
Oaxaca. I think so.
Yes, it is Monday. You're right.
Yeah.
Is today a weekday? Okay.
When are we leaving? Okay, chapter 17. Where the fuck am I? One of the monsters mumbled. Where the fuck am I? Oh no, the toupee talks. I could hear Colin taunting the monster as its lips tried to make sense of talking. You can't make me do anything, the creature told me. But, do you have an instruction booklet on how to live life? A good plan, not a true plan. No, I just have some notes I've jotted down. I sounded like the mumbling monster. I expected better from you, the creature contested. I knew what I didn't want to hear, but what I didn't want to hear, I knew I couldn't get my tentacles on. My planet needs Cheerios, the creature began. We need the Cheerios the humans eat. We needed to expand our cerebral potential. The question was, where can a monster get some? At the science curse off? The creature exclaimed. The humans need Cheerios to be intelligent enough to play the science curse off. The creature blew a snot rocket neatly into the Earth's atmosphere. We have come here to teach you how to curse as a quid pro quo for some Cheerios. And you and the rest of your lot try to make us rest in peace. That wasn't the right phrase, was it? The creature didn't wait for a response. Don't give me any of your bastard explanations, it affirmed. It's time to give me the rest of your Cheerios. No! I gritted. Fuck off! Why does it want Cheerios? Why does it want Fruit Loops? Think, think, I told myself. And when you're done thinking, send out for some Cheerios. Schnell! I sorted through all of these vicious thoughts, and still I passed out. Chuff, chuff. The creature's sayings were starting to piss me off. No matter how passed out I was still rapidly getting pissed off. Incredibly pissed off. I slept walk to the kitchen, but there was cold goo all over the door, so I started tearing the door apart. I was so asleep that as I tore the door to pieces, I was wondering if I could take the pieces to a pick-apart. And as I tore the door apart, I became even more tired. Then the door opened without any problem, because it was no longer there. But it was too late. My fangs had been manhandled, and my pagoda had been raped. God fucking damn it, gritted my teeth. The creature lifted me into the air. God fucking damn it! It held me over its head. It turned me around and around. I felt like a Zafu pincushion. Then it threw me through what was left of the door. Gordy sailed into the kitchen, and I was totally surprised, like Rick James at a rummage sale. That stopped the creature. Stopped it because it had nothing in its hands to throw. I watched as my fangs melted in the distance. The creature told me it was time to get a robe on my bare ass, and then it turned to Gordy. Oh no, oh no. Whatever, I said. Poor Gordy, he was trapped like a rat terrier. He had paint for his mural, but no paintbrush. I watched horrified as Gordy tried to talk reason, but was only able to pass gas. It was no use. He wasn't going to escape without at least a sound beating. And then, faster than a pomegranate, the creature grabbed Gordy's paws. The poor mutt passed out, and I just couldn't watch anymore. I didn't watch, but I did gulp. Gordy. Gordy, are you okay? I asked my dog with my eyes closed. Are you okay? I opened my eyes, and Gordy was looking at me, but no one was home. He looked like Chester does when he gets a wash and wax job on his fangs. Oh, Gordy, that was a gimme. The next was hard. What kind of ceremony do you want? Do you want, perhaps, a ribald ceremony? Chuff, chuff. I lifted my head. The creature's fangs were right in front of me. They were enameled. And all I could think of was what kind of ceremony I wanted. I started repeating over and over. My brain hurts. I'm rereading your manuscript. I'm sorry. Okay. My brain hurts. My brain hurts. Now I'm going to put your brain to rest, the monster referred. I'm going to eat it. No, I gritted. No, not today. And probably not tomorrow. It's mine. It's mine. And it fucking hurts. I started gulping like no one before, and my gulps were becoming gelatinous. The creature was more macho than I was. I lifted my head to the stairs. Then I asked the monster if it wanted a straw. And then, with a horrible absorbing sound, it grabbed my hands with its gangly hands. Oh no, I said hands with
What was it supposed to be?
It was supposed to be... Oh, wait. It grabbed my head with its gangly hands.
Okay, there it is.
Sorry.
Thanks, Kathy.